So I wasn't that close to Madhavendra Prabhu. For me, he was like a legendary figure. You know, I was a very junior disciple of Srila Prabhupada and didn't have very much association with Srila Prabhupada. So there's one verse, Tarko Pratishtan Shrutayo Vibhinam Nasavrishir Yasya Matirna Binam Dharmasi Tatvam Nitam Gahayam Mahajano Yena Kitasa Panta. And that means, yeah, the actual truth of Krishna consciousness is very difficult to figure out. You can't figure it out simply by logic or even by study of scripture, because scripture sometimes gives contradictory statements. Neither by going to saintly persons, because saintly persons sometimes have different opinions. The real truth of Krishna consciousness or Dharma lies in the heart of the pure devotee. So those who had intimate association with Srila Prabhupada, who is the Mahajan for our International Society for Krishna Consciousness, they are very special people, and Madhavendra was one of them. He had intimate, sustained association with Srila Prabhupada, and that meant he got to understand what should be done and what shouldn't be done in Krishna consciousness, what is true or what is not true in terms of the Krishna consciousness philosophy. So he was a great resource to the Krishna consciousness movement because he was that close to Srila Prabhupada. He would know what should be done and what shouldn't be done, what is true and what is not true. In the early 1990s, there was a philosophical controversy that arose in ISKCON, and many devotees had different opinions about it. And somehow or other, I got involved in this controversy. But I had heard from a devotee in Australia that, well, this came up in Australia when Madhavendra Prabhu was there. And he got a direct answer from Srila Prabhupada about this controversial issue. It was something Srila Prabhupada had written at his request. So I was interested to find out what that was because it wasn't available anywhere else. So I came to Los Angeles, and at that time he was kind of keeping a low profile away from the temple, and by gradually making inquiries, I was able to find out where he was living at that time. So it's sort of like something in a Hollywood movie where a person is told the answer to the question is held by this old sage living up a river, you know, in some cave. And so you go and you track him down. And it was like that, you know. Myself and another devotee tracked him down, went to where he was staying, and it was like that, meeting this legendary sage. And I told him what we were looking for, and he said, yes, I've got that. And he had this big book of the hundreds, it must have been hundreds of letters that he had gotten from Srila Prabhupada, and he went through it. I don't know if anybody still has that. Still there, his big book of letters. So he went through, and there it is. You know, this letter that Srila Prabhupada had written about this controversial philosophical issue. So he let me take it for a few hours, make a copy of it, and then returned it to him. So for me, he was like a big resource, like this legendary sage who, because of his long and intimate and sustained association with Srila Prabhupada, had so much knowledge of what to do, what not to do, what is correct, what is not correct. Madhavendra Prabhu ki jai.